Will called an emergency family meeting at the red table. We're going to talk all about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey.
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 Hey. The lights are my favorite part.
I don't know what that dance was, but...
I liked it. It was okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Welcome, guys. This is the Red Table Talk After Show. I am one of your hosts, Tyler Simone, and I couldn't do this without my lovely co-host.
The other Tyler, Tyler Tyson.
Yes, the one and only.
The one and only.
As we know. So, for this episode, Will called an emergency Red Table Talk meeting. Nobody knew what was going on. What were you thinking? What did you think it was?
I had no idea because it's Will. So you just never know.
You never know.
It's weird because I feel like he's not that much old. Like, he's clearly not old enough to be my father.
Yeah.
But I feel like he could be my father.
Definitely.
So I'm like, I really want him to be my dad. So whatever this meeting is, what's happening with our family? Because in my mind, I'm part of the Smiths.
Exactly. You felt like you were there. You felt like you were in the house with them.
Yeah.
He was yelling at the top of his lungs for everybody to come down. And it all started with the circle of safety. I keep wanting to say honesty circle. Circle of safety. That was really interesting. That was like a look even further into their family,
yeah,
which I love.
I definitely am going to implement that once I have my family. I feel like I should be implementing that with my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know what the, because you know, with the, now you got me wanting to say it wrong. The
circle of, circle of
their circle.
Safety. Circle of safety.
In the circle, because I want to say sister circle, then I want to say the circle of trust, but both of those are wrong. But in their circle,
yeah,
the kids had to say a curse word, mm-hmm, just to prove that it's a safe space. Because if you can cuss around your parents and not get in trouble, you know it's a safe space, because
yeah,
we can't do that.
Right.
So I just thought that was dope. So I'm like, if I'm going to do this with my friends, what could our thing be? I'm still working on it.
Yeah. I need to work on that too. But I love
but
the
I
idea.
Love it. Yeah. I'm yes, going to do the exact same thing with my kids.
Me too. I think it's a good way to get you guys talking so that they're being honest with you, mm-hmm, and you're being transparent with them. I love that. Gammy said that this was her first time. She didn't know anything about
this. She wasn't in this. She was not in the circle of trust. I don't know what Gammy has done, but she was never in the circle until today.
Until today.
And I don't think she's officially in. This was just letting you know that it even exists. So now we have to watch you to see if you can make it into the circle.
Exactly. But she did good, though. She did.
She didn't say much.
She gave a little bit about her. Well, okay. So let me just start here. When it first started out, I was like, okay, Will's talking about how much he poops each day. And it was just a bunch of random stuff. I'm like, what are we trying to get out here? And then eventually we find out that we are going to be talking about health,
yeah,
and what you're eating. And I wasn't expecting it.
No, so Tyler texts me. Now,
I keep telling you, were gonna bring this
you knew
up.
I was going to bring it up. Tyler and I are really cool. Like, we chat about the show and all of this. Tyler texts me, like, shortly after noon, and I could hear her voice in the text, and she was like, oh, this is not good. I don't know what's going on in this show, but it's not good. And so I was concerned. I had just come from the gym. I was getting ready to turn it on. And I'm like, oh, this is about to be a whole problem. So I make my food.
Yes.
Fried chicken after the gym.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm eating fried chicken and french fries.
The
the healthiest thing you could eat after the gym.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down not knowing what we're about to talk about. And I'm going through, and here we go talking about health. And I'm like,
right?
This is not the meal to eat.
No.
When you're confronted about health.
No. I think it was a sign. It could be a sign.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm health aware.
Yeah.
Health conscious, but I still make these choices.
Yes.
Because this is what I want in this moment. I have a particular goal. I work out really hard, so I justify it in my mind.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Like, I can identify with a lot that was going on
yes,
at my table.
Same here. Same here. Will was talking about how he gained a lot of weight. He got up to 225, which for him is a lot.
The heaviest, yeah.
The heaviest he's ever been. And he realized that it's because he eats for fun. He has abnormal eating patterns, as Jayla put it. You know, that sounds a like my little brother. And I always would look at him like, you, that can't possibly be good for your digestive system.
I think it's a guy thing because I used to be the same way. It wasn't as dramatic as going from like, well, yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, it was that dramatic. Yeah. And it was all it was nonstop. I would literally, I could eat anything because clearly gaining weight was a struggle.
Yeah.
So I never had to worry about that. But I would just eat.
Yeah.
And I would eat my food, like the real food, broccoli and whatever else, and then go dive head first into some ice cream or brownies or cookies and then jump back over to fruit. And yes. Then from fruit, I'm going to chips. And then from chips, I'm coming back to like a pastry or something and then a popsicle over here and then a soda. Like
that
I was
all
over the place.
I think that is a guy thing.
It is a guy
thing. For sure. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
We just want to feed the beast. Like it's something, I don't know.
That's
and it's a lot of, I feel, I don't know, clearly I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I don't know what's going on in y'all, inside of y'all when you're growing up, but we have so much energy and we're, most of us are usually kind of hyper a little bit. And it takes a lot to feed that. And we're always on like 10. We're either on 0 or 10. There's never a middle. And it just requires a lot of energy.
Yeah. And it goes back to the food that you eat, which we learned about that. The food that you eat is your medicine and it's your fuel. I know they were talking about Jaden and how he's vegetarian, but there was a point in time where he, right before Coachella, where he was really sick.
Yep.
And they showed a picture, it looked like he wound up in the hospital for some reason, and he didn't look good.
Yeah, I love that they talked about the polar opposite side. So there, of course, is the side that we're all familiar with, the person that overeats or that is struggling with their weight or whatever. But then there's that other side where the people that are supposed to be super health conscious, they go from, oh, I'm going to just cut pork out, to I'm cutting out pork and beef, to then I'm only pescatarian, I think it is, where I only eat like fish and that type of thing. And then I go from that to I'm going to be vegetarian. And so now I've cut out all of my meats and most proteins, unless you're really paying attention to it and going to the nuts and all of that.
Yeah.
And then you go vegan. And to me, I've always, what I've loved about the vegetarian vegan route is how clean it is.
Yeah.
I love that. But what I don't like about it and why I'm not, one, I love food a little too much. But also, I feel like you don't get all your nourishment. And that's what happened to Jaden. He lost a lot of weight, circles under his eyes. And if he was out in the street in the hood, we'd say he looked like a crackhead.
Yeah, because he was really...
But he wasn't on drugs, obviously.
Yeah, no. Just very thin because he wasn't getting all the nutrients. And that was something else they brought up. Nutrition can be so complex and there's so many things to know about these different ways of eating, vegetarian, pescatarian. Vegan is different from vegetarian, which I get the two confused. I can't remember what I can eat on which diet. There's keto. I'm like... You know what? I'm just going to eat what I love, you know, not too much of it. Some vegetables and fruits in there. But yeah, nutrition can be really complex. And we don't really talk about it unless you're very into it.
Yeah.
In LA, it seems like people
it's
are really
thing.
Into
it's
it.
It's the thing. And it's like, even if you're not into it, you're still into it.
Yeah.
Because LA really is one of those, and I can't think of another one, maybe Miami, where it's really just, I wouldn't say all about, but probably 60 to 75% about how you look. It's not always about the talent. It's not always about who you know. It's not how you look gets you through so many doors in this city. So, yes, the gyms are packed.
Yeah.
Yes, people are always at yoga and this and eating, like paying attention to what they eat because of that. So,
yeah,
you can just go a little too far in the extreme. Wendy Williams, one of the reasons that she passed out and was having so many health issues is because she went the vegan route.
I didn't know that.
She had begun just cutting back. She had begun doing that whole step by step I laid out, the pork, the beef, ultimately vegetarian, then nothing. She did that. And she lost a lot of weight and people were commenting on how small she got. And, oh, you look so great. Well, now she's not getting the amount of nutrients that she needs. Yes, she's stressed because of everything else that's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she had on a hot costume and all of that. Sure. But that's what led to that pass out situation on TV.
Yeah.
But now she's flipped the switch. Now she eats, I think, just about anything that she wants. It's just moderation and, you know, she just paying attention to what it is.
Yeah. And with the people that were commenting saying she looks so good, meanwhile she's not doing so well, I think it all goes back to the assumption that if someone is thin or they look like they're fit and they go to work out every day that they are healthy yeah. because it's not true, not all the time.
And the crazy thing is that with our body, all of us have body image issues, whether you work out a lot or you don't work out at all. And whatever your issue was that you kind of had in childhood, it sticks with you. Yeah. So like my issue was I always struggled gaining weight. So I was like a very thin guy. So to me, no matter how much weight I gain in this space right now, yes, I work out and I'm still on that search to get even bigger. I still see that skinny guy. Now, clearly, I know I'm not as small as I used to be, but in my mind, that's what I still see. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like it just follows you. And that, I think, affects your eating habits. It affects everything.
It does affect everything. One other thing, as far as the food that you eat, was eating food that, for one, is not good for you, but eating it because you love it and dealing with the pain that your body is experiencing after you eat it. I don't know if the itis falls under this category. Like when we get the itis and we just want to fall asleep after, that's not good, right? Like that means we probably ate too heavy.
Well, it means a lot of things. For the most, so the science, well, a little bit of science. I do have a minor in biology. Thank you very
what?
Much.
Whoa.
But that was that. A long time ago, so I don't know that much anymore. But I can tell you that when you eat, your body is working to break it down. So yes, the more yes. you eat, yes, your body's working even harder to break it down. Yes, what you eat does play a part. If you're eating what we call the comfort foods, all of that, the potatoes and the heavy gravies and all of, yes, that does, and the meats like steak and potato, all of it does weigh you down and you feel it.
Yeah.
So it just all plays a part. But I still venture to say if you were to eat baked chicken and I don't know, clearly I'm not eating healthy, so I can't.
Broccoli.
Broccoli and like some other stuff, but you yes. ate enough of it, you could still get the itis.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how much of it you eat that I think really kind of, because your body has to break it down, so it is working.
Yeah, and it's probably working more than it should be to break down foods like that yeah. when you do it or when you eat it more often. Like it sounds like Will is struggling with the food that he's eating. It sounds like the promo kind of got me because Jada asked him about his drinking and I'm like, oh my God, does Will have a drinking problem? No. Like what's going on? It was just the promo, but
I love, okay, so I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because I actually really enjoyed this episode.
Me too.
Like I was like, oh, this is a great topic. This is something people don't talk. So I have so much to say is what I'm trying to get to, but yes. I'm not trying to jump ahead of this moving train.
Jump ahead.
Well, one thing you kind of mentioned it yes. was suffering, eating and then suffering afterwards. Yes. So when I was younger, I had like a super nervous stomach. I was like, I was anxious all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was just always nervous, especially if there was like a big test. And my SATs is a whole other story that I'll save for another show. But it's some embarrassing things that happened during my SAT. Oh, no. Not on today's show. But my point is, I couldn't have cereal. I couldn't have cereal, oatmeals, anything that you would put milk in. And I wasn't lactose intolerant. It was just certain times of the day, I could not eat any type of milk or dairy. But other times of the day, it was fine.
Yeah.
So I would have to literally make a conscious decision this morning. Do I really want cereal? But do I really feel like dealing with everything that's going to come from eating the cereal?
It's true.
And sometimes I would say yes, and sometimes I would say no.
Depending on.
But now, nothing.
Nothing.
I can eat cereal all day long, and I don't have the issues that I had then.
Back then.
Yeah.
And back then, like they say in the episode, kids aren't taught nutrition. We don't know what's good for us and what's not and why we're feeling a certain way. I had a similar thing, too. I couldn't really drink or eat anything with milk, and I got really bad gas. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time I went to the doctor because I was having like pains, like almost like cramps.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing. There's a story about myself that I'm thinking about.
But don't forget it. Don't forget it. But I'd have cramps. And so we went to the doctor and I found out that I was really gassy. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that. So as a kid, we're not really taught about, you know, if your body feels like this, maybe this is what you need to not eat. So that went on for a while. So I'm glad you brought that up. We just eat. And you try and guess, maybe like you said,
trial by error. Yeah. It's like you realize, oh, this is what happened. Okay, I'm going to stay away from this. I can't eat this on certain days. But
yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you remember your childhood story?
I'll give you one.
This
isn't embarrassing, but I was going to say that I remember being in college. I was with my friend Shayla. We were walking through Walmart and it was like midnight, and we were mid conversation. I don't remember what I had eaten or anything. Mid conversation, middle of the aisle, just walking, and she looked, and I was on the floor. Like, I literally fell out, and she thought I was like being, because I'm a jokester. I like to have fun. Yeah. And she thought I was playing, but I was in so much agony and so much. I had the worst cramps ever, and I have no idea why. It was a mixture of like cramps and gas, and I was just like dying on the floor of Walmart until it eventually went away, and then I was able to stand up and walk. But I couldn't even walk.
Wow.
It was the weirdest thing. It's happened twice.
That's terrible. Yeah. Wow. See, you didn't know.
I had no clue. So when you said that, though, it just triggered that memory.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. So Will brought on a few experts. There was Mona who sat at the table with him, and she was giving him this health quiz. Mm-hmm. And she was asking all kind of questions, which I felt like were really important because it allowed them to really look at what they're eating, and she was giving them tips along the way, of course. I thought it was interesting that, was it Monica or Mona? I think it was Mona. Yeah.
I think.
She said that pain becomes a part of your DNA and your thought process, and that can also reflect in your food.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? That's true.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends have begun like this whole self awareness journey, which includes going to therapy. And we've said a million times on this show, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going to therapy, because sometimes you just need to talk to get stuff off of your mind and your consciousness for that very reason. We hold on to so much stuff that we don't even realize we're holding on to.
Yeah.
And because we're so busy with life, so busy trying to make it to the next step, so busy doing shows, we don't ever really stop and try to figure out, okay, well, why is it that I like to eat this type of thing that I know is not good for me? Like, what is that connected to? And how do we, like, you have to literally go backwards and piece these things together. And therapy does that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're right. The pain that happens to us usually manifests itself in our food, whatever we're putting in our body.
Yeah. And it can go one of two ways. You could be someone who likes to eat a lot when they're going through something or when they're stressed, or you could be someone who doesn't eat enough, mm-hmm. which is just as bad, if not worse.
Which one are you?
I would say I'm in the middle. I always kind of eat the same things. I'm kind of like Jada. I like what I like, and I just continue to eat that all the time. I don't necessarily eat a lot. I would say I eat sweets.
Okay. And what about when you're stressed? Do you eat or not eat when you're stressed?
When I'm stressed, not eat.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I am the guy, like I said, losing weight is so easy. I am the guy that will, if I am stressed, usually you can tell I have lost a little weight. It's just that evident. Like,
yeah.
I don't eat when I'm stressed.
Yeah.
But when everything is good, like Will, let's go. Let's just eat all day, all day.
Same
all day.
Here.
Yeah.
That's true. Even when I get paid or I have some extra money, what do I want to do? I want to go eat.
Yeah.
Just want to go out and just eat stuff.
Because eating, I think it also goes back to how we were raised, we being just people. And I don't even think this is a racial thing, because I think when the science, for most of us that had traditional, quote unquote, normal upbringings, it's always the big celebratory moment where you eat the most. It's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, it's Easter, it's somebody's birthday, it's something, a block party, it's something. And what do? We all gather to somewhere and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
Yeah.
But when we're all stressed and your family's dealing with something and everybody's to themselves, everybody's trying to figure it out, but there's no celebrate, no one's coming together and, oh, let's eat to try to like think and work through all of this stuff. No, no, no. We deal with our problems on our own in a little corner in the dark. But then when it's time to celebrate and we have come back to just something great, oh, we eat.
It's true. Yeah, because every time we've ever gotten together, it was for some sort of celebratory occasion, a birthday, or just celebrating something.
And even in the Black community, used to be Sundays were a thing. So even if we're not celebrating something, mate, it's just that, oh, this is the day Big Mama, Grandma, Muddy, or whatever you call your grandmother, she cooked this big meal and everybody just came over. So it's still some type of celebratory moment.
Yes, absolutely. You know what?
I never know what's going to come out.
I don't know why that was so dramatic.
I never know what you're about to do. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to hold on and see what she says.
Let me think. I took down some notes. So what I thought was interesting, remember Mark Hyman came on at the very end and he was telling us about those telomeres, the things that are at the end of your genes that they grow smaller or they become shorter as you get older mm-hmm. and they can determine how long you're going to live. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I know we don't know the results of their tests because they did do some tests mm-hmm. at the very end. We're going to find out later on. I wonder what my telomeres
look like. I do too. I've always wondered because I forgot what talk show did it and they were talking about it. It was like, you know, your real age and then your internal age.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, does my internal age match my real age or is it younger or older? Because like I said, I don't have the best eating habits. I yes. think I do better than most. But there's definitely room. Clearly, I was eating fried chicken and fries.
Yeah. After the gym.
After the gym. Today. And I had fried chicken and fries and red beans and rice yesterday. Like, I mean.
Wow. And that's so strange, too, is that when someone eats what they think is too much or they eat something that they think is bad, it's like they know it's bad, but we don't care.
Yeah, we just don't care.
We just we don't care. And we think about the repercussions after.
Well, listen, if it makes anyone feel any better while watching this episode, as I was eating my fried chicken, there was a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the skin off.
You said that?
Aww. And I did it. I took the skin off. I didn't eat the fried part that I love.
Ooh.
And I just ate the chicken and I finished the fries and that was it. But the skin stayed there. I did not eat the extra batter in the skin and all. Nope.
I want to say good for you, but at the same time, I
should have just gone ahead and like, listen, sir, you've already eaten that much. Like, come on. Another little piece of skin ain't going to take you out.
Exactly. And when people ask me, like, you think I should eat this? I'm like, you should. I don't think you should deprive yourself. It's one bad meal is not going to make you bigger and one good meal is not going to make you smaller.
I think my journey with this whole gaining weight thing, at one point, I was just putting anything. If it was food, it's going down. Like, let's get it. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I did go through some stages where I was, like, fasting and trying different things. It is, from my experience, I don't think it's a good deal to cut anything out completely. Because mm-hmm. if it's something you... So, like, I love gummy bears. Ooh. I love Twizzlers. I love candy. So, I went through a phase where I cut gummy bears, Twizzlers, soda, all of my favorite things, sugary things. I cut them out for a month. Maybe 60, might have been longer than a month. Mm-hmm. The moment this month was over, all I ate for an entire month and a half, every day, was a whole bag of gummy bears, a whole package of Twizzlers, and I would have a liter soda every day. I was on a binge because I had deprived myself.
Yeah.
So now what I learned from that was, sir, if you want the gummy bears, eat the gummy bears.
Yes.
Just don't eat a whole bag. Let a bag last you for a week instead of one day. Let the package of Twizzlers last you for a week, not one day. If you want a soda, have the soda and make it last for the week. Now I have cut soda out.
Yes.
And I do club soda.
Yes.
But yeah.
I have the same problem. I love candy. I love Sour Punch straws.
Yes.
I love the rolls, the ones that come, they're pink and they're green. They're like Rippets, or they come in like a little circular pack. I can't, you might know what I'm talking
about.
They're
why
sour.
Why am I so excited? Yes.
Look at us.
I am so excited about this conversation.
Okay.
So hyped.
So
I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm the same way. I love them, but I know that I used to eat them too much, so I stopped eating them. And there was one day I was in the gas station, and I had this urge. It was an overwhelming, I needed it.
Yeah.
And
once you have that taste in your mouth, it doesn't go away.
No.
So because I've done this. I have seen something that I wanted, known it's not good for me, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be good. I'm not going to eat. For the next 4 days or until I go and buy it, that's all that's on my mind. No matter what I eat, nothing compensates for what I have a taste for.
Yeah.
And so that's why I say, just eat it, get the taste. If it's soda or if it's candy, if it's something that doesn't require you to eat it all at one sitting, like ice cream, if it's on a cone, yes, you're going to have to eat all of that at one time.
Yeah.
But instead of getting the cone, get like ice cream in a cup where you can eat some and put the rest away and come back and eat some more later on when you get the craving, instead of like going full speed ahead into your sugar. Sugar is my issue. That's my struggle.
That is a weakness.
Yes.
Right there. But there are things you can do, obviously. You can do like brown sugar, or I don't know what a sugar supplement would be. Mm-hmm. Honey, maybe.
So my thing is also, I feel like this has turned into a fitness show, and I am nobody's trainer. I don't believe in like eating something. I try not to eat anything that was made in a lab.
Yes.
So our bodies know how to break down sugar. They know how to break down butter. They know how to break down cream. They know how to break down natural things. What they don't know how to break down are all of these artificial flavors and all of these extra things that were created in a lab. So like, instead of people think, oh, I'm not going to do butter, I'm going to do margarine or whatever those butter substitutes are. Well, all of the chemicals and crap that was made to make these butter substitutes, our bodies don't know how to break that down. That still further, in my opinion, further adds to these mystery ailments that we have, these mystery diseases that come out of nowhere. Sugar, instead of regular sugar and just like using less of it, or using something like agave syrup or honey or some type of natural sweetener, we go and we get these sugars, and I can't spit out a brand because I don't want to get in trouble. Well, I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know them. I was going to say anything in a packet.
Yes.
Where you gotta, and it, if the ingredients don't say just sugar and it's a whole bunch of extra garbage, because your body doesn't know how to break that down. And some of them have even been proven, one of them in particular, have been attached to poison, like rat poison, and it's also been linked to various forms of cancer. I can't tell you which one. You have to do your own research.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just believe, eat the natural thing. Just eat less of it.
Yeah, that's all. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation. Okay, let's do our news and gossip. But before we do that, I just want to thank you guys for being here with us today on this beautiful Monday. For those of you guys who are waiting for us in the chat.
Hey, y'all.
Yes. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Gina.
Hey. And thank you for waiting and being patient. Sorry about that. LA traffic, literally, it will be the death of me. But that's another story. I'm here.
Everything's gravy.
Yes. Okay. On to our Mr. and Mrs. Smith news.
Hey. All right now.
Oh, wow.
Hey. All right, this is Tyler Tyson and Will Smith with your Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update. And this, of course, is a segment where I just take you through some of the things that's going on with the Smith family, and we just see what's been going on their social media, any news that they have been making, any of that. So we're going to start things off by visiting Jada's page. One of the last posts Jada posted dealt with, I'll let you watch the video. It's Jennifer Lewis. Take a look.
It's a journey, y'all. It's called the journey within. And we get real mad, and sometimes we hurt ourselves. Don't stay mad too long. Don't hurt yourself too bad. Don't you waste your life in them dark rooms by yourself. Don't do it.
Now, that was Jennifer Lewis on The Breakfast Club. And Jada posted this because, you know, she deals with a lot of self-help, self-love, and all of that. And that video obviously was talking about depression and talking about, like, the way I interpret it. You go through a lot, the pressures of life, and like me, I seclude myself. And sometimes, like, obviously nothing major has happened. I don't get depressed and go into these dark corners, but it could easily go in that direction. And what she's saying is, if you're feeling that, like, just get out. Don't isolate yourself. That's actually the time to be around more people, because people actually uplift us. So that's all. This is a funny video on Will Smith's page. I love the video. So take a look at this one. And the caption said, "Who let the dogs in?" Y'all know I love anything with a dog. I am still on this search for a dog. But that was just a great video on Will Smith's page. And then over to the kids, both Willow and Jaden, they were performing God Knows Where over the weekend. And here's a little clip of, I think, Jaden's performance. And like I said, you can always see it's an arena full of people.
Yes.
So take a look. Yeah, that's crazy. So Jaden was performing at, like I said, I'm not quite sure because the caption didn't indicate where the performance was. But he was there, and also his sister, Willow, was performing. Also, there were a couple moments where they were on stage together, and it was just a great situation. They don't have any videos of them performing together, but we can scroll through some of these pictures, and you can see, obviously, they were on stage together, and obviously, it's a different venue. But yeah, so they were out this weekend just, you know, doing some brother-sister time and making money and making moves and staying on the pulse of what's going on. And then, so we go back to, I believe, Will Smith's page. And I told you, there's so many great things on Will Smith's page. It's so hard to choose what to bring to you. But this is just a very interesting, quirky, funny video from Will. Take a look. Like, I mean, it's nothing, it's like, but it's like, this is what I aspire to for my Instagram to look like, because it's just phenomenal. Here's another video of Will and Jaden out at Apple, and Will gives some thoughts on Jaden's look.
We're at Apple. Jaden gave a great talk / interview. Very proud of him. I just wish he would do his face different in pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what all of our parents, we can never make our parents happy. No matter how much money we make, no matter what opportunities we get, they always have one, oh, I'm so proud of him. Just wish that. There's always one little thing. And then finally, so just take a look at this video and I'll explain. So I'm going to talk over it because there's not much going on in the video as far as like words. But basically what's happening is that the students are giving the white gentleman just a bunch of things that he needed, like shoes and various clothing, just helping out their, I don't even want to call him a friend, just helping out their classmate.
Yeah.
And this video went viral, I'm not sure how long ago, but it's one of those good-hearted videos that makes us all proud to live in this country, and that makes us still believe that not just that there's actually hope in our youth, but that there are still good people out there. So the reason I wanted to play this video is because the next video, Will is on The Ellen Show with those three gentlemen. And take a look.
I saw the video and me and Jada were sitting around. I was like, that is fantastic. And what you did felt small to you, but I promise you, that is exactly how human beings are supposed to interact with one another. Got a little some stuff out here. What we got? We got it back there. Bring it out. We got you. I got you some gear. I got you a couple of things. Got you all a couple of things. Yeah. That's some cool stuff.
That would have been me.
Exactly.
This is Some special state of the art stuff, right? It's not even out yet. So this is like a merch line I'm doing. I'm doing a secret drop in a cut. Well, it's not secret anymore. But everybody at New Balance has agreed that we're going to get gear for everybody in your school, all 600 kids in your school.
So I just thought that this is just such a great video. You know, we go on about the family and how much we love the individuals, and we say it all the time. Oh, I love them. I love them. This is legitimately why, one of the reasons why I love this family. One of the reasons why I love Will. One of the things I hope to do the higher I get in my career. But I just think that it's just a great, it was just a great video. And this is Tyler Tyson with your Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update.
Bravo!
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you
for that news.
I try.
It's one of my favorite segments.
You know, I try.
Yes. Okay, before we go, let's answer a few of these health quiz questions.
Okay.
We'll do five real quick.
Okay.
Okay. There's so many to choose from. Okay.
Just go. Choose one.
Do you sleep well?
I do.
I do too. Do you snore?
Only if I'm extremely tired. Like on a regular basis, no.
Okay.
But my mouth is open.
It is open?
I sleep with my mouth open, no sound.
Okay.
And I don't move, so you think I'm dead. Just FYI.
Thank you. You're for welcome. Those details. I do not snore, only if I'm sick.
Okay.
Let's see. Prescription medication. No. Stress level, 1 to 10.
On average, I'm like Willow. My anxiety is always up. So I'm usually normal at an 8. Like, if 10 is the most stressed, I'm usually always at 8. I have to work really hard to calm myself because I get just worked up.
Okay. I would say I'm at a 3, but certain things can get me up to about an 8 really, really quickly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is people usually think, based on my demeanor, that I'm at like a 3. But inside, I'm at like an 8 at all times.
You're not the first person that said that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that completes tonight's episode. This was the season premiere. Yeah. It's season 3. We've been waiting for this day.
Oh, yes.
So we have a full season ahead. So excited about it.
Oh, yes.
You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Tyler Simone if you want to. Where can they find you?
And of course, you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson.
We will see you guys back here, same place, same time, yes. 7 p.m. I'm not going to be late. We'll see you next week. Neither will you. Nope. See you next week.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.